الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي المتقين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمدا رسول رب العالمين أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين يا من ألوذ به فيما أؤمله وأستعيذ به مما أحاذره لا يكبر الناس عظما أنت كاسره ولا يغيظون عظما أنت جابره Dear brothers and sisters, أحييكم بتحية الإسلام فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Today, I will be talking about a topic. All of us, we are in need of this topic. We really need to learn how to be kind and to be nice toward everybody around us, especially our parents. The second purpose after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to exist in this life. حديثي إليكم اليوم عن بر الوالدين. There is no a single verse in the entire Quran talking about بر الوالدين. Subhanallah, the word of بر. Because if we are dealing with our parents with the بر, we will not be able to do that. We have only two verses in the entire Quran talking about بر, and came only with the prophets. Like Prophet Isa alayhi salam, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. And this is the point. If we dealing with our parents with the بر, no one amongst us will be able to fulfill the promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah have mercy upon us. And He did not command us to deal with the بر. But it's a famous word to say بر الوالدين. But there is no a single word in the Quran commanded us to deal with our parents with the بر. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do what? To worship Him only. وَقَالَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Your Lord commanded you to worship no one except Him. Like when we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It's a huge difference in Arabic language when you say a sentence to feed the hustle, to do only a certain way, which is when Allah commanded you to worship Him only alone, not to worship anyone or anything with Him, Almighty Allah. And after that, what? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Meaning, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَن تَكُونَ مُحْسِنًا إِلَى وَالِدَيْكَ. And this is the only one condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission for mankind to worship Allah and to be kind and to be nice toward your parents. There is no other condition in the Quran that Allah compared worshipping Him with any other thing except to be kind and to be nice toward your parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. And this is the topic that we need to rethink in our life. How we gonna deal with our parents, even if they still alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, or if they passed away, may Allah shower them with His mercy. This is what we need to learn today. I know most of us memorize the verses talking about kindness toward parents, but really I would like to touch few things and more details about how to deal with your parents. And this is what we need to learn. We don't need to memorize all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to memorize the Quran, and we do not really practice like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kan Quranan yamshi ala al-ard. And this is what we need to learn today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. It's not allowed to worship anyone except Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In the same level, subhanAllah. If you are praying, if you are fasting, if you are doing all the good ibadah and you are not kind toward your parents, it's nothing. Allah will reject it. Allah will not accept it from your side. And be careful. This is the gate that Allah opened for you to enter into paradise, to be kind and to be nice. I'm not saying do not pray. I'm not saying do not fast. I'm not saying do not do our ibadat. But you have to have both of them together in the same level, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained for us. قَضَى أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And Allah gave us the instruction. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ. يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ. At your house. It's not in other places. It will be so kind if you have a rented place for your parents, all respected parents. But Allah doesn't need that. He said, عِنْدَكَ, at your house. الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. One of them or both of them, it doesn't matter. Your way of treatment for them will be safe. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Don't say toward them of. Do you know of what that means? Like, when you really feel tired and just to let the air comes out of your mouth without control. Even you did not pay attention for that word of like this. And in English they translated it to the word of fly. Subhanallah. It's not a word. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. And this is the, there is no other word in Arabic language that will give the same meaning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use it. This is the lowest word you can explain about the situation when you deal between you and your parents. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us another stage. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not increase your voice against them. You know, a lot of us, we did not pay attention sometime when we deal with our parents. Subhanallah, when the dad or mom become old and the child become powerful, and when they have discussions together, and the son will tell his dad, no, it's not your business, just take a rest and enjoy your life. Subhanallah, this is disrespect way for your dad or your mom. And you're gonna really make him feel in very bad condition, even if he will not explain for you what he has right now. But this is what the Quran told us. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Somebody say, I will really control my tongue, control myself. I will honor my parents in very good way, but I cannot say a good word for them. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You're gonna put yourself on the trial to see how you're gonna react, how you're gonna deal with the teachings of the Quran. Yeah, test yourself. How you're gonna deal with your mom or your dad? Subhanallah. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And this is the saying way. Don't say off, And don't raise your voice, and you have to say a good word toward them. And we have our teaching. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. This is the teaching way, how to act with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the relationship between the son or daughter with their parents as a bird with, you know, the young parents. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower your wings out of the humility with the mercy. This is what we miss. Even when we talk to our parents sometime, we try to raise our neck up. SubhanAllah, who you are? You are nothing without your parents' help. You will not teach what you have today unless if your parents, they sacrifice themselves and their times and their wealth to make you as you are right now. And you have to remember that. You have to make jaza'ul ihsan bil ihsan. This is just at least. You need to pay back for them. We're not talking about the reward or about the good deeds now. No, you need to pay back what they did for you when you was a child, when you was young. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. اخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ has two meanings. The first meaning, when the bird feel that has less power than other birds, they will put their heads down, raising the flag that we follow you. And this is the point. When you feel that you have much power than your dad or your mom, don't forget that you had a very weak condition in the past. And they did not treat you in bad way or rude way. They spent the possible things to make you happy and to raise you. And when you have the situation right now, you are much stronger than them, wealthier than them, more wise than them, because this is the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return us back to very old age as a childhood for us. And don't forget, never ever raise your voice or raise your decision upon them. You have to declare all the time that you following them, their decision, their advice, their commands. This is the first meaning. The second meaning, when the bird feared that the young bird, it's not secured, and you try to cover them to make a shell around the young birds. And this is the second meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn. When you feel that your dad and your mom in very weak condition, you need to put them under your shell, under your wings, and protect them. Don't let any condition harm them as long as you have your breath in the life. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Your mercy, it's not enough to reward your parents. And this is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower them with His mercy. Whatever you did for them, it's not enough. This is why Allah mentioned, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا, and say, oh my Lord, reward them with your mercy, as they used to take care of me when I was a child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. You will not be able to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might act as a most pious person in front of people. MashaAllah, he's very kind toward his dad or his mom. But Allah knows what we have in our intentions. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our intention. If we have that intention to show up in front of the people or the community, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ أَنفُوسِكُمْ. And just to clarify, very tiny thing for all of us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to be kind and be nice toward our parents, how are we going to deal with it? Now, your dad or your mom has very old age and they stay in your house, or they came to visit you and they did something wrong at your house. Do you think your wife will let it go? Or even yourself will let it go or not? If he dropped some food or some drink on the very fancy, expensive carpet, how are you going to deal with that? There is a young man, you know, he tried to feed his dad, and his dad couldn't control his hand, and he dropped the food on the clothes of his son. What is your reaction when you have the similar situation? You know, Allah is your witness. Don't deceive yourself, because you cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we try to deceive anyone, we will not deceive any except ourselves. And what is your reaction if your dad or your mom really drop the food on your body or on your clothes? And that young man, you know, he stopped eating the food, you know, from his clothes. And he told his dad, "Oh my dad, أطعمك الله كما أطعمتني. Allah, may Allah feed you as you feed me." See how he changed the situation? You know, don't embarrass your dad or your mom. Don't embarrass your parents. Just find a solution to save their karama and their dignity. This is what we need to learn. And another young man, he was laying down under his mother's feet, and the mother told him, "Oh my son, oh young man, don't do that. You know, you really make me feel bad." And he said to his mom, "Oh my mom, don't you know, if I put my body under your feet, and this is, you know, a good position for me to have no reward and to be able to enter paradise. فَلَا تَحْرِمِينَنِي مِنْ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ." SubhanAllah. And this is the mentality that we need to teach ourselves and our children, the future leaders, how they will deal with their parents. SubhanAllah. Now you can find the son who disputes himself away from his dad. Even he might kill his dad or his mom because they did not prepare a good life for him. And is this the good way to treat our parents? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined between worshipping him and to be nice and to be kind toward your parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us out to stay firm in our religion and to understand our religion and to act as a real believers. اللهم امين. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم.